Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
16 years ago, schools across the country experienced a radical transformation, a reform effort known as No Child Left Behind. It relied on state testing data to apply federal sanctions. Parents were able to abandon failing schools, for example. Virginia Education Association President Jim Livingston says No Child Left Behind created
a never-ending cycle of test and punish, test and punish, test and punish, which in reality set unrealistic goals for not only schools and school divisions, but also, quite frankly, for students.
Schools were expected to achieve 100% pass rates, for example, or be punished. Now all that's been done away with, and a new law is moving forward, the Every Student Succeeds Act. It gives states the ability to use data other than test scores to evaluate students. The Virginia Board of Education is now considering using chronic absenteeism as one measure, in addition to test scores. Chris Duncan at the Commonwealth Institute says that might reduce the number of short-term suspensions and long-term suspensions in Virginia.
It would create a further incentive for schools to take a look at their school suspension policies and make sure that they're doing all of their best efforts to keep kids in the classroom.
Later this month, state officials will be conducting a series of public hearings on the proposal to use chronic absenteeism as part of the formula for evaluating schools. The Board of Education is expected to vote July 27th. I'm Michael Pope.